It's really important from the procedure of the authorization point of view, because it puts the Ministry for the Environment in the impossibility of going further with the environmental impact assessment. Therefore, the Ministry for the Environment is in the impossibility of granting the environmental permit for this mining project. We are very, very happy about this result. And in the last 10 years, it has been proven that the access to justice was one of the strongest instruments that the civil society in Romania has used in the struggle against this mining project. And we are not hoping to gain any political support with these actions. We are not counting on political support. We will force the political and the decision-making actors from Romania to do to act according to the law and to respect the people's will who don't want this mining project in Romania.
Okay, but to summarize, the court basically decided that the urban plan, which was made in 2002, is not according to the law because it is illegal. So the zone is still a residential zone and not an industrial zone. Does that mean that the project, the mining project, is died now, or they can apply for
new?
No.
The mining project, unfortunately, is not dead. With these court decisions, the urbanistic plans, which are declaring the area of Roșia Montană as mono-industrial area, are annulled. And what they should need to do further is to work on new environment, new urbanistic plans. The urbanistic plans are extremely important in their documentation and in the entire authorization procedure, because based on them, they have built their entire argumentation and their entire documentation for their project, technical documentation and all the other documentation. And based on this urbanistic plan, they have obtained all kinds of documents and all kinds of administrative acts that they needed in their documentation. Practically, the base of their project has failed. This is what we can say. But what they can do is to start all over again, or to find a legislative breach to avoid this big problem that they just had encountered yesterday through this court decision.
Okay, but they're not allowed to appeal to this court decision?
No. This is a final court decision. This is a court case that has been lasting for the last 4 years. And this is a final and irrevocable decision. It can no longer be appealed.
Okay, but they could start the whole process again. Nevertheless, the stocks of Gabriel Resources, the 80% shareholder of Roșia Montană Gold Corporation, fell by almost a fourth of its value, and the environmental minister stepped down. What is the role of the environmental minister? What was it, and whom do you expect to replace him?
Yeah, yesterday it was indeed a historical fall at the stock exchange for Gabriel Resources, the mining company from Roșia Montană, and the Ministry for the Environment has an essential role in this phase of the authorization procedure of the mining project, because they need to the environmental ministry needs to give the environmental or not needs it. They are responsible with giving the environmental permit for the project. In the big picture of this authorization procedure, the mining company needs two big authorizations. One is the environmental permit that they try to obtain since 12 years, and the second one is the construction, the permit for construction, which they can only start to do all of their procedures to obtain it after only after they obtain the environmental permit. Yesterday, the environmental minister resigned, all over the media, it is being stipulated that the Roșia Montană mining project was one of the reasons, was one of the strongest reasons for which he resigned, because there were pressures put on his on him to give a political decision in favor of this mining project and to grant the environmental permit. At the moment, there is a standard procedure happening. The Prime Minister took the place temporarily and he is at the moment also the environmental minister. But his mandate is not to give any decision regarding this mining project or any other things. His mandate is to find a new to be in place until a new minister for the environment will be nominated. There are a few names that have been circulating around the media with regards to who will be the next minister for the environment, minister of the environment. All of these names come from this Hungarian minority party that is part of the coalition in power, that is practically forming the government of Romania. And one of the names is Otilo Korodi, a former environmental minister of Romania, who, when he was in place, he was the only one that had a critical opinion against the mining project from Roșia Montană. So it could be a good news if he would be the one who would replace the minister who resigned yesterday. But luckily he came out with very nice declarations in the media saying that he can only accept he can only accept to be the next minister for the environment if there will be no pressures on him to give the environmental permit for the Roșia Montană mining project. He specifically said that, and he said it's the only condition he has, which is great. And there are also two other names who are very from two other people who are extremely attached to the mining industry. One of them is an actual member of the European Parliament, and the other one is a state secretary under the Ministry for Industries. It's quite possible that, one of these industry supporters will become the environmental minister, because from a political point of view, Roșia Montană, the mining company from Roșia Montană, needs desperately and really quickly a decision, and they will do everything possible to put pressure on the following Ministry for the Environment with regards to this mining project.
Okay, so we can be sure that the Roșia Montană Gold Corporation will put pressure on the politicians. But how is the situation in Romania regarding the social protests? We've heard about social uprising a couple of months ago. Is there still a lot of movement going on, and is it a topic, Roșia Montană, in Romania?
Yeah, Roșia Montană has been since the very beginning of the popular rise in our country, which started in January. It's been a message that has been supported all over the cities where people were protesting in the streets against the system, against our political system. And at the moment, protests took other shapes. For example, people are mobilizing massively against fracking, gas fracking exploitation in Romania. This is a very new threat for us. The Chevron company is trying to obtain exploitation permits to exploit gas through the fracking procedure. And there are thousands of people supporting these protests in the areas that will be directly impacted by the fracking, and also in other cities that are just showing solidarity with what is happening. So, and there another very positive outcome of the protests is that there are all kinds of platforms formed by citizens in the biggest cities of Romania, which are collaborating with each other and are trying to bring forward the demands of the civil society for a new reformed political class and the new political system in which our rights are better represented or fully represented at the decision-making level. So I think, just to resume, people are much more aware of all kinds of corporate interests, and they're mobilizing much faster due to this very big uprising from the winter. And also there are some groups that are stable and that have been created during the big protests from this winter, and who are facilitating specific protests much better than ever before.
Okay, so the movement is organized, is getting organized, and the environmental minister post is not an easy job to do if you have the fracking environmentation and the Roșia Muntena Gold Corporation decision in front on your desk. So thanks a lot for your information.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.